Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us again on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the solution. I want you to be part of the solution. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, and just get involved, engaged. And I appreciate some of you who have already checked it out and done what you can do, and I appreciate that very much. As many of you know, we're in the, the beginning of a lawsuit with Katie Hill, who is trying to accuse me of things that I just didn't do. Flat out didn't do it. That's all there is to it. But that's what the left does, right? They come after you. They try to break you financially. They try to break you emotionally. But I'm either too stubborn or stupid. I don't know which one. That I don't give up when I'm innocent. I'm not going to let people accuse me of things, whether it's her or anybody else, that I'm just not guilty of, if you would. When you come wagging your finger in my face, I will have a field day with you. So, anyway. Head over to therealside.com/helpjoe, therealside.com/helpjoe. And my joke, but for real, give up a cup of coffee at Starbucks, you know? Give up a cup of coffee at a place like that, and you can throw $5 my way, and you make me very happy. And it's a way to do it is right there, therealside.com/helpjoe. Okay, so Brit Hume wrote a great piece the other day. And he just hit it. He just hit it out of the ballpark, and it kind of went by, and nobody really paid much attention to it. And I think that's wrong. And you know, the thing I love about Brit, I think Brit Hume could report, you know, 107 bell alarm fire behind him, while he's sitting in the van and the fire's going on by, and just wouldn't break a sweat. He's just got that monotone. To get him to even smile or crack a laugh is a big deal. But he's very much on his game. And what he basically said was, look, mainstream media loves Fauci. Right? He's kind of become this iconic person, stature, since the coronavirus started. And in the beginning, remember, he was all over the place. But Hume came out the other day, which is really, he wanted to remind people of the limits of Fauci's responsibility and where his expertise lies. Dude, we get so excited. We get all into this. Oh, look, he's so smart. He speaks so well. Yeah, but what did he say 3 months ago? What did he say 9 months ago? His job is to fight the COVID outbreak. He's got no responsibility for children's mental health or education or the economy. All that is somebody else's problems. You think about all the stuff that has been gone by the wayside. Cancer screening, suicides. I mean, all the things that the coronavirus outbreak, because we're so enthralled or stuck on mask, no mask, 6 feet, 8 feet, 4 feet, whatever, with a mask, without, all this stuff we're talking about. And we're not paying attention to mental health. We're really not. We talk about it from time to time, but what are we doing about it? For real. And kids? very resilient. They can go through. I'm tired of hearing that one, too. We heard that about divorce. Remember when divorce was becoming more prevalent? People weren't being, not forced, but they weren't being pushed to stay together. Everybody has moments and times and periods in their life. Everybody goes through cycles. We're raising a group of people to just quit. I mean, the joke is, well, in their day, of course, a friend of ours, somebody we well knew and liked and loved, just passed away. He was married 67 years ago. And people go like, oh, my God, that's amazing. Why is it amazing? You took an oath. You swore to live with this person, to be with this person, to love, honor, and share this person till the day you died. So unless you're dying the day of your divorce, I mean, look at, don't get me wrong. We all make mistakes. Many people have been divorced. That doesn't make you a bad person or all that. But I'm just saying, we have a mindset that it's okay. We have a mindset or have been given a mindset that it's just the norm. It's not the norm. But that's what society has told us. And the kids would come back from it. The kids would be affected at first, but they would live through it. And everything would be okay. Well, it's not true. We're finding out more and more it's not true. But anyway, back to COVID. So, I guess Fauci was at a news conference at the White House earlier this week. And he was, he was listed as the director of National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Diseases. He said that the existence of the spreading use of coronavirus vaccines would not mean a break from COVID or its restrictions for that matter. All right, and that we could be looking well into 2022 in wearing these masks and having COVID restrictions. Quote, he said, there are things, even if you're vaccinated, that you're not going to be able to do in society. According to for example, indoor dining theaters, places where people congregate, well, that's because of the safety of society as a whole. Now, mind you, while he's saying this, the numbers are dropping. For millions of parents who watch their kids miss a year of school, I'm sorry, missing a year of school, especially in the early years, is terrible. And it's going to take a lot for those kids to come back. And I'm getting, it's really funny. You hear about the teachers not, we'll talk about this afterward. But we're going to talk about teachers and the kids getting back to school and truly what this means. Joe Mancini, your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. When you come back, when I come back, when we come back, it's going to be all about China. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stock boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word TEST to 48542. to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
Feel the rhythm now.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Remember, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live and listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot going on there. But sign up for the weekly newsletter blast, okay? I let you know who's coming on the show, things we're going to be talking about, maybe topics we'll be covering, and, you know, updated stories, ways you can get involved. And I really do appreciate your time with me. Look, I'm pleased to welcome, you know, every week I told you we're gonna do what I call our Chinese connection, if you would. Let's find out for real what's going on with China, and not from these headlines that go fleeing by you, what you read on Twitter and other places, because you really don't know what's true. A lot of these people aren't engaged and involved on a daily basis. So I've got Pink Pig Yu on the phone, and she is a news content researcher with an emphasis on human rights for Epoch Times. And Pink Pig, thank you for joining me. I very much appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
So I want to, something we're talking about during the break, and I want to hit that because it's so prevalent, especially this week, is the religious persecution that's going on in China. For years, and I didn't believe it, but for years we were told that, China was allowing, Christians to, and other religions, if you would, but Christians come together and they could do their thing, but they couldn't do it like we do it here in America. But that's not true, is it? I mean, we're to a point now where they want you pretty much to worship the government as God, don't they?
They do. And I can tell you, they say that they allow Christianity. They have some churches that can see. But what actually happens is they don't even allow people to print Bible. People go to jail for printing and owning a Bible of their own. And if you have a family church, if you choose to worship God in your own way, then you most likely you'll end up in jail or get some troubles. And, like, I don't know if you remember seeing all the pictures of the churches demolished and people arrested. Yeah. It's been happening, and it's always happening. It's been going on for a long time. And I also know that, for example, in Buddhist temples, Taoist temples, oftentimes the people who lead the temples are Communist Party members. They participate in the CCP events. They do their brainwashing things. And they even sometimes they have banners in the temple saying we support the Communist Party or something like that. So there's not true freedom. There's probably some forms that they show you that make people believe there's freedom, but there isn't really.
Now, Ping Ping, this happens early on. This happens with these kids, when you guys go to school at a very early age. I've even seen some stories. And again, I don't believe all these stories because they come from all over the place. But nowadays, they're actually even, teaching the kids to kind of not even hold their mom and dads in high esteem. It's all about the government. Is that true as well?
Oh, I tell you, it's so true. And I often talk to my American friends, and they can't believe that. So one thing that we all grew up with is a course, even starting from daycare. They have a course that's called different names, sometimes politics, sometimes morality, but what it is really communist brainwashing. So from when you can read, can learn things, they start to teach you things like communist theories, things like the leaders' speeches. We have to memorize paragraphs and paragraphs of that. And from the very beginning of your education all the way through college, through post-grad, you have to pass exams to graduate. So that's how people all grew up and have been doing this for several generations. So you can imagine it's not just what you know and what they tell you, but also the way of thinking is very twisted. And so I talk to a lot of Chinese people. They're smart people, logical, and very nice people. But when it comes to things related to the Communist Party, their logic all of a sudden goes away. That's because from when they were kids, that's how they're brought up. And those are held sacred. They know that those are things you cannot even doubt. If you do, there are enough examples for you to see that people going to jail, people being kind of cast out of the society. So you just know the border is there. You can't cross that border.
It's just amazing. But it is, a big part of it, as I've read and come to learn, is that they grab you when you're very young, and these are things that are instilled in you as the norm at a very young age, and especially with you're with your other friends at school, and you're playing, and you're all learning together. It makes it very, very hard to walk away from that, doesn't it?
Oh, it's almost impossible. It's really hard. I went through that transition because my family experienced religious persecution, so I saw that up close. That made me start to doubt everything I learned from school. What they say about Communist Party being the great savior, we're not going to save, only save Chinese people, but we're also liberate the world from like the capitalist evil or things like that. That's when I started to question all that. And then I came to the U.S. about 15 years ago. I started to have access to more information. So I saw things like the Tiananmen Square massacre, and I saw a lot of things that, like, if I think back about the history I learned from my school, all of those were lies. None of them was true. So, like, I went through the relearning, re-educating myself about the true Chinese history, the true Chinese culture, who we are, who we were, and how we came to this point. That was just an amazing process that took me probably 15 years and still going on.
Are there a lot of young people, Ping Ping, that are looking for the truth? I mean, young Chinese people that I've met here, because I'm in education, there's a lot of them that will kind of quietly talk that they know that what's happening there is wrong, and they just need help to change it. They just need help to be able to fight it. And that's very hard to do in the Chinese environment, isn't it?
It is very hard because people are not given the resources. They don't have a lot of control over the information they receive, and the information is really what shapes your view. What you hear about other countries are all the bad things, and all you hear about China, about the Communist Party, is all the great things. So like, that forms your view of the world. And also, the Chinese Communist Party, and I think communism or communists in general, tend to take very tight control over all the resources. Not very long ago, they were they assigned people to jobs. You don't apply, you don't look for a job. They don't care what you want to do. They assign your jobs. They give you your houses. And there was no private economy for a long time.
Why don't you hold that thought for a minute? We'll talk about it more on the other side of the break. Because here on this show, we do capitalism. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to be back in the future.
Sounds good.
Ping Ping will join us right after the break. We'll be right back.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The FDA has endorsed use of Johnson & Johnson's COVID vaccine.
Johnson & Johnson's single-dose COVID-19 vaccine works safely and should be authorized for use in the United States. A panel of experts advised federal health regulators. The advisory committee's vote in support of the vaccine's authorization is the last step before the Food and Drug Administration issues a decision, which is expected within days. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The single-dose vaccine would become the third available in the U.S. Shipments of a few million doses could begin as early as Monday. Johnson & Johnson says it can deliver 20 million doses by the end of March and 100 million by the end of June. More than 47 million people in the U.S. have received at least one shot of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, head up to the website. A couple things I want to say to you real quick is you can always, you know, we have buttons on the website. If you want to check out the stations we're on across the country, you can check them out there. It gives you days and times that the show airs in those places. The other thing is, if we're not on the air in your area, and you've got to listen on your smartphone, and I'm glad you can get to it. But if you've got to listen on your smartphone and you want to hear it on the radio, send me the name of the radio station. Send me the contact info. I'm more than happy to make the call and try to get us on there, you know. I mean, information, you can't get too much information. I keep telling you, I appreciate the time you guys spend with me because I know there's about 3,000 other shows out there you could be listening to, but you chose this one, and I very much appreciate that. I also believe it shows what a high IQ you have. So I've asked Ping Ping Yu to join me. She has she is a news content researcher with an emphasis on human rights for Epoch Times. And I don't know if some of you haven't been checking out Epoch Times, whether the paper version, and I love that. I love the fact that they have a paper version, online version, and what have you. You need to do it because it is, even though you need to check out information you get no matter what, you're going to find more and more and more that what they're telling you is true, it's real fact, and it's something that you can hang your hat on, so to speak. So, Ping Ping, again, thank you so much for being with me. I appreciate your time with me.
Pleasure to be here.
So, you know, we were talking a little bit about, again, the persecution that's happening in China, some of the things that are going on there that people don't really hear about. They really don't know what it's like to live there. And, you know, you were talking about things like, and this is what I try to explain to young people all the time. They, you know, they say, well, listen, at least China, they take care of their people. They have places to live. They have jobs. You know, it's not so bad. Somebody takes care of them. I'm going, yeah, but what do you mean by take care of them? I mean, what are they living in? What kind of jobs are they getting? You could be a brilliant young lady, and what are they going to do? Make you a janitor because they have a need there? Are they really allowing you to live your life? And you just said a little while ago, no, not true.
they are, I would say, Communist Party is the master of deception. And what you just said from the young people sounds very familiar, because that's exactly what the Chinese propaganda has been saying. China used to be poor. Now we're making China rich. But then, one, China was poor because of Communist Party. Mm-hmm. And two, all the rich that they're trying to show you are confined to certain areas. As a foreigner, most likely you go to Beijing, go to Shanghai, go to Guangzhou, Shenzhen, Hong Kong. You see the tall buildings, you see the beautiful cities. But what you don't see, even in those cities, is how people are living, what they have been experiencing. And if you go, like, drive out 50 miles, it's very likely a very different world. People living in poverty. Kids don't have proper schools or no schools at all. If you bother to Google a little bit about Chinese poverty, you'll see a lot of information. And that's going to show you a different side that the Chinese Communist Party doesn't want you to see. But I have seen it. I have lived it. So I try to share my own stories with people as much as I can.
And that's a good thing, because you've seen it, been there firsthand. Does the average young Chinese person, are they willing to fight, or do they feel hopeless? I mean, I look at what's going on in Hong Kong. I was touched. I couldn't believe that people couldn't see what was happening there. And when they were singing the National Anthem of America, when they were waving American flags, they weren't saying, we want to go there. They said, we want to be like you. We want the same freedoms, you know, and I hope they haven't lost hope.
Hong Kong is very different than mainland China, because Hong Kong people grew up with more freedom, democracy. The Chinese takeover happened relatively recently, and also Hong Kong people have more access to the reality in the outside world. In mainland China, it's very different. People don't have information. People also are educated in the communist system. They have been brainwashed since they were young kids. So there's a spectrum for sure, but I would say the majority of the younger people don't even know. They're also taught that what really matters is to get rich. Now China has money, so we're fine. So they kind of have that kind of mindset. Even if they see things, even if they hear things, they kind of in their mind replicate the propaganda explanation for those things. We're trying to develop, we're trying to cure poverty, so all those are necessary sacrifices until something happens to them. And that's kind of my experience, because I was like, I grew up in Beijing, my family was doing fine, I had a really good job. So for a long time, I was kind of like not listening, not looking, and there's not a lot of things to wake me up around me. Until in 1999, the Chinese government banned my religious practice. So it's called Falun Gong. You may have heard. It's a spiritual practice that was very popular in China, and then the Chinese government banned it. And in the free world, people don't know the meaning of being banned. In an environment like China, the people die, people go to jail, people are tortured to death. All those happen to people around me, even happened to my mom. So that's when I started to question what's really going on. Is it really as perfect, as beautiful as what I hear in TV? It's not.
So China, it's scheduled to hold the 2022 Winter Olympics. How are they going to hide this from people? Because are they going to clamp down that much about people straying in the areas that they shouldn't be in? I mean, this is going to be tough.
I was shocked when they awarded China the 2022 Olympic game, because I thought the world should have learned something from the last one. The last one, I was actually not in China. I was here, but my family was in China. So I heard a lot about what actually happened. If you think about, if you remember the promises China was making when they were applying for the game, they were saying, we'll be more open when your foreign reporters come to my country. It's going to force us to be more open and give people more freedom, freedom of press, freedom of belief, will be more democratic, will be like relaxing the regulations on media, on internet. None of those happened. They did have a lot of foreign reporters in the country. And what they did was they arrested a lot of people, so they didn't have a chance to talk to the foreign reporters. People my family knew, like my mom didn't know a lot of people. Most people she knew lived like within walking distance to her house. Among the people she knew, 7 were arrested for their belief, and mostly elderly people. That was right before the Olympic game, just so that they don't talk to people. 3 of the 7 died from torture.
Wow.
My mom's best friend, she was 69 when she was taken to labor camp, only because she was carrying some materials about the persecution of Falun Gong and what Falun Gong is. She was kept there for almost 2 years, and before she was released, she died in there. She was tortured. She was forced to do heavy labor. And I heard she told my mom how the police tortured her. She had a stroke even when she was in hospital. She was watched by the police, and her family was barely allowed to see her. So she died before she served her term in there. And like 3 of the 7 died. And the other 2 others were disabled. I still remember this woman who was arrested, not legally, not through legal procedures, but it was more like kidnapped. And she was, usually when they arrest people, like Falun Gong practitioners, they force you to sign papers to say, I denounce my belief, it's evil, it's bad, I will never do it again. And they force you to tell them who else you know are practicing. That woman were asked to do all those, she refused. So they hung her by one hand over a door and tied the other end to something. And she was hung so high that her toes barely touched the ground. And she was hung like that for several hours. When they finally let her down, she couldn't lift her arm, and she was disabled like that. It was a permanent disability.
Wow. Yeah, people don't...
All these happen.
Well, people don't pay attention, or they don't believe it. And when you get your information, I mean... Look at the mainstream media in this country when it comes to CNN, MSNBC, or those programs. They would never say anything that negative about China. You would never see, I think today, you would never see something as brutal, as bad as it happened in Tiananmen Square broadcast here in this country unless you could find it on Fox or Newsmax or OAN or one of those places. Because CNN's not going to do it. Ping Ping, if you got the time, I want to hold you over for one more segment if that's good.
For sure.
All right. Joe Mazzini, your host. You listen to Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front-row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief. relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I always appreciate the time, that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want text alerts, it's real simple. I make it as easy as possible. Simply text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. Ping Ping Yu joins me. She's a news content researcher with an emphasis on human rights for Epoch Times, and I believe you guys have said the same thing. We're having a great conversation here. There's a lot of things that we, you know, again, they only let us see what they want us to see on TV, and the left will never put down China at this point in time. It's only what they want you to see. So, Ping Ping, thank you for being with us, and thank you for being, you know, so open about some of the issues going on.
Thank you for having me. I was having fun.
Good. Good. That's the whole idea here. All right. So one of the questions, and this is an easy one. This is what we say in this country is a softball question. What did the election of Biden, what will that do for China?
Ooh.
What do you think it'll do that?
That's a very sensitive question, and I will tell you what I think, but it's really just personal opinions, and I honestly don't know for sure. What I will say is when Trump was in the office, he was doing all the right things. And when I saw what he was doing, I was like, finally, one person seeing through what they're doing, who they are, and really doing the right things to get them. Like, you sanction the officials for part of the persecution. And those are people who are trying to send their families to America and send their money to America. When you sanction them, they can't do that anymore. That's what they actually fear. All the talking doesn't work. You can say a thousand different things. They pretend they don't hear you. So he was doing all the right things. I really wish all those will continue. Some of the things that is happening now makes me very nervous. I hear different thoughts. Some people say Biden will continue the China strategy. Some people say, no, he's not going to do it. But all I wish for is let's not make politics, the party issues, a reason why we don't continue to do the right things to help the people in China and in the world. Because CCP is not just harming Chinese people. They're harming the world. Yeah. So that's what I will say. I have nothing against Biden or for Biden. I'm waiting to see.
No, but you started down the road, and I believe it to be truth. I mean, Trump really went in and took on the bullies, and he just said, look, you've been taking advantage of us over here for this long. You've been doing this to us here. We're not going to allow it anymore. I'm just not going to allow it anymore. And, you know, I was telling people, they put these, you know, these embargoes on, these restrictions on, and maybe it costs us a few extra dollars for a washing machine or a dryer or what have you. But it's a little cost to pay for truly what China has done, even in the area of intellectual property. I used to be in the computer world for 20 years, and I know plenty of times I got beat because I bought a product from China, and it was a knockoff of something else, or software is another one, and you find out later on that it wasn't real, that they weren't real products sanctioned by the company, and you get stuck for the bill. And that was something we could never go back after them for. And Trump was changing all of that, correct? He made them nervous, didn't he?
Yeah, and he was calling them out. And it's really not that, it shouldn't be that complicated, right? You just apply your common sense in how you treat people as individuals to everything you do as a country. If someone has been cheating you the whole time, you stop trusting them. If some people have been stealing from you, you keep them out. That's as simple as that. So I think what's been complicating things is all the politics, all the gains, all the fear for losing either personal gains or opportunities or career. But let's get rid of that and see how things are, how things really, really are. Mm-hmm. And that's what it is. They have been lying. They never fulfill their promises. Don't believe them anymore. They've been killing their own people. Then call them out and punish them as they deserve. I'm not saying anything about violence. I'm like totally against violence. But like, there are some universal values that we all understand. Killing is wrong. Stealing is wrong. Let's call them that because they are doing bad.
Oh, I agree with you. Look, I love these people who think we can love certain countries back into the fold. It doesn't work that way. They don't care about us. They don't care about look, if they don't care about their people, they sure as heck don't care about us or anybody else. Their goal is total dominance. It's very obvious. While we were all sleeping at the wheel and arguing about certain things, they now have the largest navy on the planet. Now, how effective it is, I don't know, or any of that, but you know, look at what they've been doing behind the scenes that nobody is paying attention to. The islands in the South China Sea, their you know, recent real aggressions against Taiwan and who else? So, you know, you've got to get tough with them. That's the only way to treat a bully is to get tough.
Yes. And they are also, but they have dominated China for 70 years now. they're trying to dominate the world. They are here. They're already here. If you realize how many household brands are either owned by China or heavily invested by China, you'll be shocked. Airbnb, AMC, and even some food companies, it's just incredible how much they're buying from us. And all the high-tech companies, they're like doing a lot of venture capital. In China, venture capital is usually owned by what we call red princes, so the third, second generation of the senior Chinese leaders. Those people are spending money here to buy your biotech company, to buy your AI company, to buy your 5G company. Okay. They're buying the technology, and how do you think they'll use it? They're not America's friend. Sometimes I think about all the things I hear about China, about U.S. when I was growing up in China. This country has been the arch enemy of China. People don't realize here because on media they don't talk about it.
Nope.
But we grew up listening, not just my generation, three generations have grown up listening to talks like America is the evil empire, they're the arch enemy, they're behind all the conspiracy against China, they're the reason why Chinese people suffer. That's how people grew up.
Yep.
Now we think Chinese people are more open. In a way, they are. But if you look at Chinese propaganda, if you understand Chinese, there's still so many crazy talks against U.S. Everything that happens between U.S. and China, there's just a lot of very hostile rhetoric going on in the Internet. And I think in the past few, maybe 10 years or so, China as a country is becoming more and more nationalistic. And they're being national against the U.S.
Right.
You have been the enemy because the Communist Party, or like typically a dictatorship, they always need an enemy to fight against. And they tell their people, I'm protecting you from this enemy. If I'm not here, then that enemy will hurt you. So that's been going on forever in every dictatorship. And America is that convenient enemy because you guys stand for freedom, you stand for democracy, everything that's good that they don't want the Chinese people to know.
No. No, and that's the problem. When people get educated, when people realize what they can do to get themselves out of a situation, I think it's partly why they had to crush Hong Kong so fast, because if word got out and people started seeing it and that freedom started to spread, China, they probably would have been able to push it down, but it would have been a lot of worldwide exposure to the negativity of what's happening there they just didn't want. Do you agree?
I agree. Totally agree.
Yeah.
And they have two weapons. One is deception. They tell lies, right? They show you the economy numbers, which are most likely not true. They give you money. They give you profits. And then they have the violence. So, like, with all those, I think it's really hard for Chinese people to break through from within. They need more support. They need more pressure from other countries.
Well, Ping Ping, it's been a pleasure having you on with me. I'll hopefully have you on again soon. And people need to hear more and more and more the truth about what's happening behind the scenes that we're not seeing in the news. So I really appreciate your openness. I appreciate your time with me tonight.
Thank you for having me, Joe.
Yep. Have a good night.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. You know, and again, like I said to you before, I want to do this more and more because I think we need to get the information. And some of you that listen are smart enough. You go get it. You do some digging. You find out what's going on. But I got to tell you something. A lot don't. A lot of you take it, you know, for face value or whatever. And let's just be clear about it. And she kind of alluded to it. Not all Chinese, it's not all the Chinese people that are bad. There are great people that come from China. There are wonderful people, caring people that come from China. But if you're berated with, if you're beat up with all your life about how bad the U.S. is, and the reason you're suffering is because of them, and they're hurting our economy, just like that's happening, in North Korea and Iran and places like that. It's all the big, bad meanie. And it's not true. We know it's not true. This country has done more to save the butts of other countries that they've had nothing to do with. I mean, look at... I'll do this next segment, maybe. Next hour. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure, guys. Thanks for being with me. If your station doesn't carry all 3 hours of the show, call them and ask them why. For real. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Use the number in the next hour. We'll be back. You got me for a whole hour by myself. You're listening to The Real Side.